broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I want to thank the many WICC listeners who were, first of all, very excited that Stratford was being added to our diner tour. And for the many of you who requested we talk about Booth Memorial Park and Museum. And we're so glad that we have Doreen sitting across from us right now. Doreen Jekyll is here, who is the booth coordinator with Friends of Booth Park and Museum. And you basically oversee the museum, correct, Doreen?
Correct. We oversee all the historic buildings there. We do the tours, and we hold many events at the park.
Well, let me tell you, you were one of, if not the most requested Stratford guest to be part of our diner tour. People are so proud of Booth Memorial Park, the museum, the buildings. I mean, it's such a huge staple in Stratford, so you were a must-have for today's show, and so I thank you so much for being
here.
Well,
thank you for inviting me. It is truly a gem of Stratford. There's nothing like the park anywhere else in the state, maybe in the country.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is a beautiful park, and even if you don't, I don't live in Stratford. I grew up in Fairfield County, but I have cousins who lived here, so I was very familiar with it. And when I did a surprise photo shoot for my husband, his first year of being a father, I had done a photo shoot with our infant at the time and our dog, and he still has that picture in his office. He doesn't have a lot of them, but that one is framed on his desk, and it's in Booth Memorial Park. There is something so beautiful and unique about it, and I don't even know if people realize it until they go there. Why do you think that is?
It's a 32-acre park that was donated by the Booth family because the last two brothers, David and Stephen, who passed away in 1948 and 49, had no heirs. And so they donated it to the town of Stratford, and we're so lucky to have it. We have awesome historic buildings, and every building in the park other than the observatory and the train museum are original Booth buildings. They love to travel and they love to collect things, and we have artifacts from all over the world at the park.
It's kind of risky when you think about it. When you say the two brothers passed, they had no heirs, and they donated it to the town. I mean, I hate to be sort of bearer bad news, but I guess that's what I am as a reporter sometimes. But a lot of times when you see donated properties like that to a town or a city, they're going to develop it. They're going to turn it into housing, or they're going to turn it into buildings that are for, whatever the case may be, parking or businesses, what have you. Why you could kind of speak to the reason that Stratford didn't do that. And I mean, you're talking about it could have happened over decades, but it never did. It got preserved, and it's still, again, such a gem to today. Why do you think that is?
Well, in their will, they specified that it had to remain as a park, and they had very specific directions. They actually said that people couldn't smoke there or couldn't have alcohol at the park.
Well, thank you so much, Booth Brothers. We appreciate that, and that still stands today.
Well, if people have a private party there and rent the buildings, they can have alcohol. But yes, we're very proud of the park, and we want to make sure that it stays safe.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And again, Doreen Jekyll is here, who is the booth coordinator. And you said, an amazing team, but it's mostly volunteer, correct?
That's totally volunteer.
Wow.
We do get a lot of support from the town. It's owned by the town, and the Public Works Department has been awesome. Anytime we have an issue with any of the buildings or repairs that need to be done, they're right on it. And most of the public works people who come love the park. They come because they think it's such an amazing place.
And it certainly is kind of, I don't know how, because it's a very hustle bustle kind of a town that we're in. You're hearing it right now in the diner. But when you go into Booth Memorial Park, for some reason, it's almost like everything else sort of disappears. It is tranquil. It is peaceful. It feels like it's never ending. It's lush. I mean, how do you guys keep it that way?
Well, the town keeps up the grounds, but we have amazing volunteers in our Rose Garden. And our Rose Garden is 33 years old this year. And they are dedicated. They are there a couple times a week. They know about roses. And our lead volunteer, Frank Kecko, is 95 years old, and he still comes twice a week to
take care of the roses.
I'm not kidding. He is amazing, knows all about roses, and it's an award-winning garden, and I believe we're featured on the front cover of some special rose magazine this month, because it's so incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. And you guys host a lot of amazing events. You guys just had a car show, actually. I was featuring it earlier, at the end of May, I was featuring it, but you guys have a lot of events throughout the years.
We do, so we had opening day that included the car show, had thousands of people there. It was amazing. And this Saturday, weather permitting, we are having our Hats Off to Roses event, and we have a lovely cocktail party in the garden. Now, it's really inside, so if we have scattered showers, the food and the wine will be inside. But we ask people to dress in Kentucky Derby type of attire. So
totally.
The women wear hats and fascinators, and the men look very dapper. And we are having music in the garden, hopefully. And we are having someone from Hudson Shakespeare come and do a rose soliloquy in the garden to kind of, you know, showcase it.
That's amazing. That sounds like a dream. You also, it sounds like before you were saying, so people can also rent for like weddings or
Correct.
Anything like that? Wow.
Correct. So they can rent the garden. They can also rent our Coliseum or hall, and you would do that through the Stratford Rec Department. And it's a great place to have an event. It really is a beautiful patio and great facilities there.
I mean, it is magical there. And Doreen, I recently got re-engaged. My husband asked if I'd renew my vows, and we don't know where we're going
to
go.
Oh,
we want
to
stay local. I don't know, right?
I mean,
it kind of seems like a magical place to renew your vows, right?
Especially if you do it soon, because the roses are spectacular this year. They really are. With all the rain we've had, they're just popping.
Wow. I'm going to have to keep that in mind. We literally talked about staying local because we're raising our son here, my family is from here, and we were like, let's do it, you know, a small little ceremony. Maybe we'll have to go to Booth.
I would love it if you come to Booth.
Why do you think, too, you know, when people come to check out, not obviously just the park, but you were saying, you know, you've got the museum there, what are some of the things that people can experience if they've not been to that portion of this property? Certainly the park is one, but I do want to talk about the buildings as well.
We have a lovely homestead that the Booth brothers actually grew up in, and we do tours of the homestead on Tuesday and Friday morning from 10 to 12, and we're open Sunday afternoons, and they're free tours.
Wow.
We also have a clock tower, which was a hay barn, and the Booth brothers turned it into a clock tower to be a museum. And
can I
just do a quick story about
it? Of course, you've got time.
When they went to Massachusetts looking for a clock and bells, and they found a clock and bells there, and the church that were willing to part with their clock and bells trade it the clock and bells for a vacuum cleaner. So the Booth brothers got a good deal on that. And the Booth brothers had the clock working only for 1 year because it goes off every 15 minutes. The neighbors complained because it woke up their chickens.
Sure.
And so the Booth brothers turned it off and said, from now on, we won't give Stratford the time of day.
That's hysterical.
It's hysterical.
That's amazing.
They were. I wish I had known them. They sounded
they
like
sound
they
like
were
characters.
Absolutely. And we have a video on our website, and we have a visitor center where you can see our full video. We actually have a video of their Easter sunrise services, which they still hold to this day. But 1 year in the Connecticut Post or whatever the paper was at the time, they had 3,000 people at the event.
Wow.
So they were very altruistic. They had a lot of church dinners there. They bailed out the town during the Depression, and because they had the money and they were willing to to give it to people.
Well, clearly this is why Stratford said you got to have Booth on. So I can understand it, and I want to let people know we are going to link their resources to our website, voiceofct.com, so you can learn more, get involved. Doreen, I want to thank you so much for being part of our diner tour. Are you kidding me? Literally, I think Stratford would be mad at me if I didn't have you on the show. And I'm so glad that we did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I hope to see people Saturday from 5 to 7, and you can get tickets on our website.
Amazing.
Or at the door.
All right. We love that. Doreen, thank you again. We
appreciate
it.